Dover Coast Guard, Dover Coast Guard, Liechtenstein Lifeboat, Liechtenstein Lifeboat.
Liechtenstein Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard.
The Liechtenstein Lifeboat Podcast.
Hello, I'm John Ruffhead and I'm a helmsman here at Liechtenstein on Sea. Happy New Year and welcome to our second year of podcasts. This is the continuing story of our team of volunteers who give up their time to run one of the RNLI's 236 lifeboat stations. On this edition, we hear from one of our longest serving crew members, helmsman Robert Govett.
I've almost seen people walk on the water trying to get into the boat over the years.
We go on exercise in Folkestone Harbour.
Just try and use the engines, no steering, and we'll see how we go. Not to knock any boats, obviously.
Our annual awards dinner is held.
It was very, very difficult to come up with the decision.
And we get a message from the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight.
My name is Squadron Leader Duncan Mason. I'm the officer commanding.
So let's begin.
The Liechtenstein Lifeboat Podcast.
Hello, I'm Charlie Davis, the operations manager at Liechtenstein. Start of a new year. This morning, very overcast, very foggy, very damp, very cold. We have 12 boats out from the Varm Boat Club, obviously having a nice day's fishing. Following year, we've got our training to keep up to speed. We've got people that have been to Poole. We've had three or four go down to Poole to do their basic course. Our winter time for services always drops off. Always does, year after year. During our quiet period, we get our training done. It gives us more chance, more time. We've got the dark evenings, so we can do night navigation. We don't have that many marker boys, navigation boys in the area, so we're doing a lot of GPS landmarks in the dark, knowing what part of the beach is where, relation to shore marks, and that's how we carry on with our training over the winter. And this year, of course, I'm particularly looking forward to making Pip Ahoy, which is something new for us.
More about children's TV favourite Pip Ahoy visiting the station later in the podcast. Dean Miller is one of our newest helmsmen.
Three guys are just about to get on the boat and head over to Folkestone. There's Andy Meredith, myself, Dean Miller, and Ian Bates, the trainee. We've got seven new trainees here, so we try to get them afloat as much as possible. I wanted to be a helmsman. I'd been crew for 9 years and just felt to go a step further to follow the guys on station here. Obviously, your training's got to be up to scratch, and it's just nice to pass the knowledge on to the new trainees. So today, the first training exercise of 2015, we're going over to Folkestone Harbour. We're taking one of the trainee guys with us, and we're going to do some slow boat manoeuvring around the vessels in the harbour. Getting to know the boat, the controls, slowly moving around the harbour, without hitting anything. I'll be letting them know where they can and can't go, where the shallow spots are in the harbour. If we need to put the aerial down to get under the harbour, we will do that. We're going to take you on board, take you over to Folkestone so you can see what it's all about.
Liechtenstein Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard. Roger, your location and duration of exercise, over.
Dover Coast Guard, this is Liechtenstein Lifeboat. The location of our exercise will be in the area of Folkestone Harbour, duration approximately 1 hour, over.
All right, hold on, guys. All right, here we go. OK, Ian, can you dump the ballast for me, please? OK, so here we are in Folkestone Harbour. Ian, if you want to take the wheel,
yeah.
Go around the harbour, around the vessels. Just try and use the engines, no steering, and we'll see how we go. Not to knock any boats, obviously. If you want to turn to port here, Ian. Yeah, nicely done, Ian. So if we go round, and then we'll exit the tunnel that we come through, OK?
My name is Ian. I'm trainee crew at Liechtenstein Lifeboat Station. I've been on station for 18 months. Recently attended the trainee crew course at Poole, which covered sea survival skills, capsize drills, navigation, firefighting and seamanship. On Sunday, our training exercise was to navigate through to Folkestone Harbour and then complete slow boat manoeuvres. When we left our station, the conditions in the bay were very foggy, visibility probably down to 20 metres in places, which enabled us to focus our navigational skills more, bearing in mind the thick fog. Once in the inner harbour, we could practice our slow boat manoeuvres around the other vessels that was moored in there, the buoys, the archway.
OK, Ian, if you want to take us back out the harbour.
Just
make sure there's no vessels entering.
Once we finished there, exited the harbour and returned to our station.
Dover Coast Guard, this is Little Stone Lifeboat. Return to station, sir. We'll call you by landline when refuelled, over.
Little Stone Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard, roger out.
Little Stone Lifeboat Podcast.
Now a chance to meet one of our senior crew, helmsman Robert Govett, who has been a member of Little Stone Lifeboat Station for nearly 30 years now. Starting in 1986, he was 17 and 3 months when he started on the boat, and at the time was one of the youngest crew members in Britain. He's been telling the podcast about his experiences.
The shouts that stayed with me over the years. My very first one, of course, which was the simplest of tow jobs, but actually to a friend of mine and one of the crew of another lifeboat station in the very close locality to us, and also to some slightly less pleasant ones where we've had some quite poorly people that we've actually pulled out of the water, and lots of people that have been very, very pleased to see us as we've approached. Some interesting shouts there. So I've almost seen people walk on the water trying to get into the boat over the years.
Dover Coast Guard, what is your position, over?
Dealing with difficult shouts for us, we deal with them together as a crew. The actual shouts that have had less pleasant outcomes over the years, everybody deals with them slightly differently, but for me, I try to remember what we're trying to do as the bigger picture as well. And for every very difficult shout you get, there are some that are very, very positive as well. It's been a very good life learning experience for me, developing myself to do that both here and in one's place of work as well. It is guiding your crew, and that's not only the people on the boat, the people at the station as well, to maintain a clear and balanced outlook on what we're trying to do for each of those services. And very importantly, as a helmsman, you've got to command and control the situation. That's not only the ex of the service at that time, it's also your crew. So it is making sure that the crew stay focused on what we're trying to achieve. And our number one directive, of course, for the institution is saving lives at sea, but it's also making sure that your crew and your boat is safe as well, because without the first two, you can't help save anybody else. I remember my first shouts. It's a real adrenaline rush. You could be anywhere. You could be sitting at home having your dinner. You could be cooking. You could be asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. It is a real challenge sometimes to try and maintain a calmer approach. And the more years service you do and the more shouts you've done over the years, the easier it is to keep that under control. We are a team. In every lifeboat station around the country that I know, it's a team effort to make sure that the station operates correctly. We all muck in. It's good to see everybody mucking in together, and everybody helps out.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Straighten up a bit. There you go, mate.
We have no idea what will be dealt us this year. It may be a nice quiet year. We may have a glorious summer and be doing 4, 5, 6 shouts a day, especially when that nice summer period comes and we've got lots of tourists and holidaymakers on the beach. So we could be snatching and grabbing people in lilos. We could be going, God forbid, to a ferry incident in the channel or a commercial shipping incident in the channel. So you have no idea. And when those pages go off, until you get down here and we've had the first phone call telling us what we're going for, we've got no idea. That's all sort of whizzing around your mind on the trip down.
Roger, out.
More from Robert later when he takes us through the stages of launching the lifeboat with shore crew Malcolm and Adrian. Earlier this month, we held our annual awards night and belated Christmas dinner, where all the crew and their other halves joined us for a celebration of last year's volunteering. So let's cross over to me to find out what happened. Hello, me.
So here we are at Little Stone Lifeboat's annual awards evening. It's an evening when we get together to celebrate the year we've had and the things people have done. And really just to say thank you to the extended team of the lifeboat, the helpers, the fundraisers and all those people that we appreciate having around us. It's our way of saying thank you to them and come and share a meal and some fun and times with us. We've had a fantastic meal this evening, but let's go and join Matt Crittenden, who's with our executive chef.
Standing here at the Varne Boat Club, which is situated next door to the lifeboat station, with Chris Waters.
Hello, Matt.
And Chris, since the summer, has been our executive chef because he is just that, a very, very special chef, and he's done us so proud tonight here.
I haven't got my jacket on, look.
If you could, he has got his jacket. He's got a jacket on, a nice black chef's jacket, and it says Little Stone Lifeboat. It's emblazoned with the RNLI flag, and underneath it says Executive Station Chef. But Chris, you're not quite alone, are you?
No, I have my son, Josh. Want to say hi, Josh?
Hello, Josh.
And I have Chris, who works with me up at Portland.
Here
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're all chipped in. Chris has got his hands in the sink at the minute.
Yeah.
Getting the dishes ready for the dessert.
Fishing out
sprouts. But it means a lot because, you know, I mean, I can't go out on the boat. You know, I probably could, but I'd probably fall in. And these guys put their life on the line to help people. The least I can do is feed them, you know. And at the end of the day, I've been doing it since I was 12 years old, feeding people. And I'm 22 now.
Yeah.
Your
mum used to tell you not to play with your food, didn't she?
Yeah, well, it was her fault that I got into kitchens. She said, don't play with your food, so I got a job so I could play with everybody else's.
Fabulous. Thanks very much, Chris, on behalf
of
the crew.
My absolute pleasure.
It's a brilliant, brilliant evening.
Good. Wait for dessert, you've got to have that.
I know, yeah.
We'll jump up and down, make some space.
Thank you, Matt and Chris. Let's go and hear from King Winkle, otherwise known as helmsman Dean Miller.
Right, so King Winkle... he gets nominated at the crew meeting, which we do on a monthly basis, and I've changed the rules for our Christmas do, which obviously is in January because it was too busy back in December. One of the rules is that you have to obey the port and starboard flags that are in the function room, and the green, the starboard marker, it means you need to drink with your left and vice versa, so the port marker you drink with your right, so it's the opposite way round. So all the crew carry Winkles, and should we cross each other in the town or Sainsbury's, Tesco's, wherever it may be, and the King Winkle decides to Winkle up, so he'll produce his Winkle, which means then the other guys have got to produce theirs. If they don't, they have to buy me sweets.
Bye then, guys. Winkle up. One, two,
three,
four.
Five, six, seven,
and that's a £5.05 for Richard.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, your time's up. Anyone not got a winkle out?
So this year, after consultation with the Lom, Charlie, and the rest of the crew, we stood there and said, who do you think should get this award? It was very, very difficult to come up with the decision. So once again, it goes to John Huffley.
I was very honoured. Other awards, including Tractor Driver of the Year and Outstanding Crew Members, went to Malcolm Peerless, Ryan Elvey, John Beasley, Dominic King and Matt Crittenden.
The Little Stone Lifeboat Podcast.
As always, our shop is here and open. The opening times are on the door. We've got lots of stuff in here. Teas, coffees, notebooks, cards, water, mugs, all sorts of souvenirs. Shirts, hats, suits for the kiddies. It's all here. Enjoy it. Now let's return to the ramp. Helmsman Robert Govett and members of our shore crew can tell us about how we launch our lifeboat.
Well, we've got the boat's currently on the ramp, and the crew are just at the moment getting themselves ready to go. On the helm, just briefing his crew to make sure they know what's going on, getting ready for the launch now. So in a minute you'll hear the engines fire up, and we shall see where we're going. Just stopping now to ready themselves for the final start-up. And the final briefing.
My name's Malcolm Peerless. Today I'll be the chief banksman, and my role is to guide the boat and the trailer safely down the ramp, ensuring people aren't in the way, obviously to avoid accidents. I'm wearing a high-vis jerkin and also a bright orange high-vis safety helmet, hard helmet. That's to see, to allow the tractor driver to recognise who I am, because there's a crowd of people there, and to focus on me to guide him in various directions, so he'll be rested safely down the ramp, basically.
We've got the crew coming back now to the engine, to the tanks, the remote tanks, to get some water going to the engines, and the water on call from the port tank. And here we've got the engines firing up. Lovely sound. First one, the port engine, and that's the starboard engine alive as well now. Crew will just sort themselves out, get themselves back in their seats, and we should be ready to enter the trailer into the water and then slip the trailer. That's the tractor moving again.
Hello, I'm Adrian Easterling. I'm one of the shore crew. I'll be launching the boat today and recovering it. Probably be gone for about an hour, hour and a half. And when they come back, we'll recover the boat and clean it all down, get it ready for service.
Moving on. And we're just entering the water. The engines are muffled a little bit. There we go, in the sea now. And the tractor just keeps driving, so we've got enough water to launch the boat. The boat's now afloat, and getting enough depth before the boat leaves the trailer.
There's various hand signals which talk to us at Paul in our training manuals, so there's a complete understanding of what I want him to do with the tractor and trailer, with which direction, either to stop or proceed or go slightly left, slightly right.
And we've got the boat now just left the trailer and the tractor will come back ashore. And the boat will be away for its exercise.
One of the biggest things to happen this year was our lifeboat, the B785 Fred Clark, leaving the boathouse. But don't worry, it's for a refit. So we are borrowing the Atlantic 75, the Moray Dolphin, which has spent the past 11 and a half years at Keswick in Scotland. She'll be with us for some time. Here's helmsman Mark Francis, who helped see Fred off and welcome the Moray in.
We've just changed our boat over. The relief boat is currently on the beach, waiting for the tide to come in for the crew to exercise the boat and make sure everything's as it should be. Graham here's with us, who's driven up from Cowes this morning. He's going to take our boat, and that's going to go through a major refit. Hopefully comes back to the station looking like new.
Hi, I'm Graham Moore. I've just brought the relief boat up to Littlestone from Inshore Lifeboat Centre at East Cowes on the Isle of Wight. Left on the 8 o'clock ferry this morning. Good trip up, nice sunshine, wasn't expecting it. Lots of help from the crew, and boat's all changed over and ready to go.
Oh, and as always with our crew, humour is not far away.
To pull! Hold on!
You may have seen the video on our Littlestone Lifeboat Station Facebook page of the eager crew training hard. Or maybe just waiting for the tide to come in and float our relief boat off the sand. Go take a look at the video section if you missed it.
Cheers!
We will keep you updated on all progress.
Hello, my name is Squadron Leader Duncan Mason. I'm the Officer Commanding of the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight based at RAF Coningsby. We've really enjoyed the display season, particularly having the two Lancasters. And to come down to Littlestone and fly over the lifeboat house was particularly special during that first weekend of displays with the two Lancasters. For us, it's incredibly important when we fly over the many coastal sites that we display at, that we know that we've got the lifeboats and the RNLI there on hand for if the worst happens. It's very comforting, particularly in the single-engine fighters that we fly in. So our thanks go out to all of those within the RNLI for all of the help they give, not just to us, but to the country. And we really look forward to seeing you in the 2015 season and very much hope that the weather and everything else conspires with us to make sure we can get down to Littlestone once more. Happy New Year.
The RNLI Littlestone podcast returns in April with more stories of the crew and the community we serve. And a special visitor to our station, make sure you let your children know.
Hello, it's Pip here. Speaking to you from Salty Cove. I'm really looking forward to visiting the Littlestone lifeboat station soon and meeting Charlie and all his crew and lifeboat woman Heather. You can hear all about it in the next edition of this podcast. Pip ahoy!
Don't forget to keep in touch via our Facebook page. Just search for Littlestone Lifeboat Station and send a link of this podcast to your family and friends. We're counting on you.
The Littlestone Lifeboat Podcast.